Thank you, Kevin. And now some more news. Part of a village's history has been dismantled as stocks are taken away temporarily to be restored. For 200 years, there have been an unmistakable presence in a village green, once an instrument of torture and then a nod to the traditions of yesteryear. But now, for the first time in centuries, the stocks on Haveringland Village Green are gone, leaving an empty space where they once stood. However, their departure is not due to be permanent, with the former punishment device set to be returned with a new lease of life following renovation work. The £4,000 project, which has been co-funded by Broadland Council and Haveringland Parish Meeting, will see the oak structure repaired and restored to its former glory by North Walsham-based carpenter Jack Wheeler.
A Norfolk toy firm, which supplies more than 3 million products worldwide, reckons its super-fast growth is down to the appeal of traditional games that entice children away from gadgets. Orchard Toys, based in Wyndham, saw 14 to 16% growth last year and now supplies 800 to 1,000 customers across the globe, including major retailers such as London's Hamleys, as well as locally Langley's, Kerrison Toys and Gerald. Orchard makes toys too, specialising in board games, using recycled materials created in Wyndham and across the UK, but with all design, packing and dispatch of products done locally. The firm, which celebrates its 50th birthday next year, focuses on making games for youngsters which aid learning while being fun too. And it is those games which keep children off their gadgets, which are apparently making a comeback.
A group of Norfolk teenagers have been honoured for their outstanding musical ability at an annual competition that recognises young talent. The Norfolk Young Musician Competition took place at the John Innes Conference Centre, with 16 classically trained youngsters performing live for the internationally renowned clarinetist Michael Collins. The overall prize was awarded to 17-year-old pianist Ashley Thorpe from Norwich School, whose rendition included pieces by Liszt and Copland. Before announcing the prize winners, Mr. Collins stressed that the most important thing about the competition was the opportunity to play in front of a live audience, rather than about taking home an award.
A £920,000 church hall, which was built 4.5 metres out of position, has been spared demolition by a planning inspector. Norwich City Council had ordered that Beaufort Road Methodist Church's new hall be demolished and rebuilt after its new extension was built 4.5 metres too close to Old School Road in 2018. The church said it would be heartbreaking if the demolition had to go ahead and lodge an appeal with the planning inspectorate to overturn the City Council's enforcement action. And after waiting with bated breath over the decision, church bosses have now learned that the hall will be able to stay put after an inspector ruled in its favour. Edmund Tsui, church pastor, said, "Praise the Lord. The hall has been serving the community for a long time now, so it would have been such a shame to have to demolish it and start again. It is not just the church community that makes use of it. Lots of local groups, such as Brownies and Girl Guides, do too, so it would really have been devastating."
A local brewer has come up with some unusual new tipples flavoured with vanilla, coffee and tropical fruits in a bid to relaunch his father's old established brand. Mark Winter has rebranded Winter's Ales to Mr. Winter's and brought out three zany new beers with labels designed by local art students. Mr. Winter, who's 33, has taken over from his father David Winter, who set up the brewery in 2001. And he's now selling three new beers with curious names: Twin Parallel, full of fruity zing and hoppy crispness, Twisted Ladder with mango and grapefruit, and Citrus Kiss with orange and lemon peel. Brewing is incredibly competitive, he said. There are so many breweries in and around Norwich, so you have to come up with something a bit different. We wanted the brand to look a bit more modern, and we're introducing seasonal beers. Our milk stout, flavoured with vanilla and coffee, for example, was really popular. In introducing the new special edition beers, Mr. Winter used new illustrations on the bottles designed by students at the Norwich University of the Arts. The three new ones add to the existing varieties, all given a new look bottle too. The brewery's IPAs, golden ales and stouts are currently stocked in pubs across the county. But Mr. Winter said although he has big ambitions for the business, he doesn't want to overstretch himself. At the moment, there are just two of us brewing, so we are a small business. We want sustainable growth, but not to grow too quickly, because there is a lot of competition.
A former security guard has branched out in his retirement by developing a product for sports fans to display their favourite shirts on with pride. Ken Lowe, 68, and of Buxton, has produced a striking shirt display system called Cardsy, which is designed for supporters to show off shirts on the wall in style. Fusing elements of a coat hanger, a wall mount, and a photo frame, the Cardsy is designed to allow fans to display their shirts in the home while also allowing for easy access should they wish to pull it on and wear it. It is fitted with a hanger and spaces for a picture, which Mr. Lowe is hoping will prove a must-have for any fan or memorability collector. He said, "It's an idea I had about 12 years ago. I'm a big football fan and love watching the game, but whenever they show the dressing rooms after the match, they're always in such a state. That's what gave me this idea." He said, "I'm Ken. My late wife was Dawn, and then my children are Adam, Amy, and Dawn. So that's how I came up with Cardsy. And you can bagsy a Cardsy."
Fishing enthusiasts have warned temporary barriers on a private broad would be catastrophic and devastate the fish population. Concerns have been raised at the start of a 20-day Environment Agency public consultation to introduce three fish barriers to isolated Houghton Great Broad from the River Bure. The Natural England-led project proposes to remove the majority of fish from the broad, known as biomanipulation, for 10 years, which will allow water fleas to thrive, who will then feed on the algae, thereby cleaning the water. Fishing experts are worried the move will reduce the bream population, as they claim the broad is a unique habitat which is perfect for the species to breed in. Other fish, including roach, perch and carp, also breed in the broad. An Environment Agency spokesman said, "We have actively conducted significant research for this project and we are aware of the findings that greatly contribute to the understanding of the behaviour of broadland fish populations. This consultation is to allow the public to express their views on the project before a final decision is made."
So that's all for this part of Chatterbox, and it's goodbye from
Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature about Weird Norfolk.